Kamak. 01311020251041. Audio. Let's move on to point 3. I know, at first glance, this seems a bit far-fetched, an oscillation created by a battery or a cell with a coil in a magnetic field. A word of caution, this is a research paper. I'm discussing theories here because, in my current situation, it's impossible for me to verify what I'm about to write. Let's proceed nonetheless. A coil moving in a magnetic field disturbs the current in a conductor. The lower the current, the higher the percentage of disturbance relative to the original current. Another way to express the same thing would be to say that the greater the energy source, the more likely the system is to be stable with the same load. Should we conclude that these disturbances are likely to occur in circuits consuming very little energy? It's still too early to say. I will continue my analysis, using a low-capacity cell, not a battery. A load applied to a low-energy cell disturbs the voltage, causing it to drop. Removing the load causes the opposite to happen. In this specific case, we are dealing with an unstable component. A coil moving in a magnetic field disturbs the current and voltage, particularly if the energy source is weak. Again, we are dealing with an unstable component in this example. Can an unstable energy source, connected to an unstable component, create an oscillation? True or false? Certainly, the conditions for oscillation in this example seem to be met. I believe this theoretical explanation is sound and deserves verification. It is a theory. At the moment, I cannot verify what I am writing. However, others have the means and will also have answers. These explanations can go further. Here, I am thinking of miniature electronic circuits and their components. Finally, can the dimensions of a wire and its change in resistance following the movement of a coil in a magnetic field create an oscillation? That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This October 31st, 2025.